Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Becky Blades.
Good morning.
Becky, how did you come up with the title to this book? I mean, it has to be one of those real marketing cues here.
Now, you think, people think it was just to sell some books. It was actually the subject line of an email that I sent to my daughter when she started college. And, you know, with kids this age, they don't always want to hear what's coming from us, so I had to put a little shock value in that subject line to make sure it got open.
You bet. Well, Becky, let's talk a bit about you. You mentioned your daughter. You have a daughter in college and a daughter, I guess, just finishing high school. But, you know, how did you come to write this book in terms of your own personal progression in life?
Well, it was a process for me that had to do with my empty nesting. I realized that when my first daughter was getting ready to go off to college, that was a big transition time for me. What I was really thinking about was she ready? Like so many parents, this is one of the biggest jobs we ever have, and I was feeling like I hadn't done my job very well when I walked into her room and saw, you know, that the floor was the laundry hamper. And so it was a creative exercise to journal and write all those things down that I thought she needed to know. I kind of had a playful relationship with my journal, and then once I had all these tips collected that I didn't know if she knew, I started adding my art to it, really at her suggestion. After I sent that letter to her, she wrote back to me and said, "Mom, this is funnier than the stuff in the bookstores. You should make a book out of it."
Oh, great. So she encouraged you. And since you mentioned, we're going to come back and talk about the messages, but you mentioned that you do have a very creative side and that the illustrations in the book are yours also. So just tell us, I'm sorry we don't have TV here in front of us to show them, but they're very interesting kinds of mixed media. Just describe a few of those for us.
Well, some of them are magazine pictures cut out with paint around them. There are a lot of images from our generation, paper dolls and vintage images, kind of all slapped together with Mod Podge and then painted with. But they evoke whimsy and they're lighthearted, so that this advice is kind of served up with a little bit of a wink.
Yes, it is. It's fun. And now you rewrote this for your daughter, and you're really saying this is something that's good for youth that are going off and being on their own. But, you know, I found, well, I guess I know a lot of it because I have a lot of life experience. But there were some great reminders, and you put a little different twist on them. And some of them are just straightforward, like do your laundry. But there's some very philosophical ones, and I wanted to bring up the one about, I think it was forgiveness. Yes, forgiveness. Some great philosophy there. Can you just expound on that a little bit?
Well, the forgiveness entry really says, we're wasting our own time when we don't forgive somebody. And it says, I have to, I'm leafing through the find the exact words, but it kind of says if you don't forgive quickly, you get a forgiveness-resistant gobble monster that is not going to let you go back and forgive. They kind of live in your house and eat all your cookies, and, forgiving is easier when you do it right away.
Mm-hmm. And who pays the price if you don't forgive? It's not the person that caused the problem in the first place. It's you're the one who pays the price, right?
When right, you don't forgive. You're the one carries around that monster, not even know about it.
Now, some of the others have to do with common courtesy, like write thank you notes. Are we in a past life here when you talk about that?
Well, there's several references to manners, which I think our young women cannot hear enough of, because they're hearing other voices that say, come quick, do this. This is more interesting. And I think it's our jobs as either their mentors or their moms or their friends to say, slow down and say thank you to people who do good things in your life. We're all too quick to criticize people who ruin our days. But thank you notes are always in style, and we can't say it. I don't mind being irritating to my girls.
That's a mom's job, right?
Exactly.
Well, many of your short line, I mean, some of them are as short as one word. Like I just opened and says volunteer. Some are short, like read the instructions, very, very short. Some are longer paragraphs, but easy to pick it up and read it. And the other kind of thing that I see in here are some things, I guess I just, a lot of them I'm going, oh yeah, I agree with Becky on that one. And one of them was keep your hands below your shoulders.
Oh, you know, that's a catch-all that I came up with because both my daughters had nervous habits about their face. Maybe mm-hmm. they were picking at their pimples or twirling their hair. And, you know, if you're a mom and you're saying, stop picking your face, it's kind of saying, don't look at the elephant. It makes them focus on that. So I was trying to think of a repeating thing I could say that didn't, you know, focus on one of those habits. And no one ever said this to me, but I have some habits. You know, I pick at my jewelry or something like mm-hmm. that. So I tell myself, hands down, hands down, hands down. So
great advice. I would. There are several speakers that I've watched in the past. One who's the, you know, has a prominent leadership position, and I keep thinking, I need to send her a note. Maybe I'll send her this book and highlight this. Because to me, it's very distracting when people have those kind of habits. It takes away from what they're saying.
Exactly. And, you know, that's something I try to talk about in my home. My husband, I asked for his support, too, is that these things are distracting. I know we don't. We're all too appearance conscious, but when it distracts the other person from your message,
yes.
that's when it really gets in the way.
Right, right. And then jumping to another one that we could all use, whatever our age, and I love it, only one junk drawer per room. At least you allow it, you know, a junk drawer is kind of a fact of life, but maybe not six or seven of them in every room.
You know, you're the first person I've talked to who has liked that or, you know, brought up that. It's usually kind of a throwaway, but I think it's just one of those points to say, especially if you're setting up household or
yes.
starting a dorm room or moving, you know, those places grow and they morph and you start to think, well, where does this belong? I'll just put it in the junk drawer, and then you have a junk cabinet and then a junk trunk.
Right, and they end up wasting our time because we have to look through all of them to find whatever it is we are looking for, and so only one would save us some time.
Right.
And I have one more before I kind of let you in to talk about your favorites. There's one more that I wanted to bring up, and it's number 187, if write in longhand every day. And I just heard about some research related to that.
You did?
Yes. Absolutely agree.
I've always heard. What did you hear?
Just what you said. It helps brain development.
It does. You know, every kind of thing we do helps brain development. I want to cut slack. You know, the keyboarding that kids are doing now, it helps their brains, you know, develop in a different way. But the old longhand handwriting really slows our brain down, and we can actually think more creatively. We put different parts of our brain together. So it really saddens me that I've learned they are not even cursive in schools anymore. In many schools, they're dropping that from the curriculum.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, I'm concerned about that because it is, when we have good research, it says it's really important. Okay, Becky, I've picked out some favorites, and you, of course, love all of these because it's your advice. But before we tell people how to get this book, just pick out one that you think is kind of your favorite or top-notch.
Well, the one that I feel like I wrote the book as a cause around is pocket your cell phone during meals.
Uh-huh.
Leave it. You know, we see people bringing their cell phones to the table. It's an important time to connect with people. So just have the courtesy to turn it off. Put it away. Don't sit it on the table and wait for it to ring and look at it at all. So that was one of the things that I struggled with my kids. And I think if we'd all support each other and just say, that's rude, maybe we could change the world.
One little phone at a time. So, Becky, what's the best way to get this book, Do Your Laundry or You'll Die Alone?
Well, you can Google it, get it online at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, IndieBooks, or you can go to my website, which would be fun. It's called laundryordie.com, and I'm also collecting advice from other people, just motherly wisdom or friend wisdom. You can put your advice there, and who knows, we may be able to cover all topics one of these days.
Yeah, just keep on getting that advice and adding to the fun here. So until next time, here is one of those things to remember from your book, and that is, don't tell bathroom jokes at the kitchen table.
I love it. Thank you.